This evening, a PBS television documentary looks into the investigation and subsequent safety recommendations following another accident. On September 2, 1998, Swissair Flight 111, bound from New York to Geneva, crashed into the ocean off Nova Scotia, killing all 229 people on board. The PBS show Nova documented the intricate accident investigation, a four-year, $40 million search for evidence among the more than 2 million fragments of debris recovered from the ocean floor. The painstaking detective work ultimately determined that the crash was caused by conditions that still exist on many planes today, despite strong recommendations for change. David Evans is editor-in-chief of Air Safety Week, and he's featured in the Nova documentary. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
David, I know that this was a mammoth investigation, but could you give us a brief sense of just how intricate this detective work was?
Well, the Canadian investigators pulled up tons of material, and from that evidence, they were able to find 20 or so heat-damaged wires that were sort of the key to unraveling this dissection of a disaster.
The investigators ultimately determined that the problem may have started in I guess, these wires, this 150 miles of wires that snake through the plane. What was the specific problem?
Well, they found that the wire may have chafed, exposing conductor, and that led to a condition known as electrical arcing. Basically, a tiny thunderbolt of energy was released. That was the match that lit flammable materials in the immediate area in the so-called attic space over the cockpit.
And they also found a secondary problem. Material that had initially passed flammability tests actually turned out to be highly combustible.
Indeed, the airplane, if you think of it as two tubes, one inside the other. The tube we see are the plastic sidewalls when we're sitting in the cabin, and then you have the outer tube, the aluminum tube of the fuselage. The space between these two tubes is lined with what's called thermal acoustic insulation blanketing, and it's designed to keep the cabin warm and cozy, and that material was proved to be unfortunately flammable, and it was installed in the Swissair jet.
The problems with this highly flammable material, had these kinds of problems been reported before?
Yes, it had been reported. Chinese authorities had experienced a couple of such events and had advised the FAA about 2 years before the Swissair accident that something needed to be done about this unfortunately flammable material.
Had the FAA acted at that point?
The FAA had not acted at that point, and in fact it was the tragedy of Swissair Flight 111 that galvanized a whole bunch of action, not alone the replacement of this particular insulation material.
What other recommendations grew out of the investigation?
The Canadians were frustrated in their investigation by inadequate cockpit and flight data recorders. They've issued recommendations that two sets of these recorders be installed in the airplanes so that if one set is taken out, we still have data that's necessary for the post-crash investigation.
Beyond the removal of this highly flammable material, has the FAA followed up on these other recommendations? Have they been implemented?
The Canadians issued some 23 recommendations. I think from those outside who want to see progress made faster, we'd like to see more progress.
Is this typical that the FAA moves with this rate of speed in actually implementing recommendations?
Well, I think the rate of speed and the appearance of just glacial change is one that frustrates safety advocates across the board. Now, when you look at the FAA's position, you're sort of in the situation of a physician, where the first rule, of course, is to do no harm. So the FAA has to take these recommendations and evaluate how they're going to implement them and how they're going to do that for a net increase in safety without causing other problems.
David, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
David Evans is the editor-in-chief of Air Safety Week, and he was speaking to us about a Nova documentary that will appear on PBS this evening called The Crash of Flight 111.